Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Woo! It's flying by today.
Always does. Always does, Donna.
Sure does, Steve.
Oh, geez, got emails coming in. These people with these emails.
I'm not seeing any emails coming in.
Oh, yeah.
My last one was from yesterday. Uh-oh, that can't be right.
Let's see here. Let's see.
Maybe I went through all of them already.
Another good animal follow. This is from Brianna. On YouTube and probably other places, Little Thumbelina Girl is a squirrel that is being raised in a human home. Be sure to watch the video about her being afraid of frogs.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I do follow a lot of squirrels.
Regarding the howling topic today, of dogs, my dog howling. Try listening to Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You with your dog. This is Audrey from South Minneapolis. Thank you, Audrey.
Okay.
Oh, gall darn it. What was I just going to say to you, Donna?
How great I look today. Thank you.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that. You did take your headphones off a second ago, and your hair was a little like you had just gotten out of a convertible.
Thank you.
My mom used to say, my dad had a convertible at one point.
I did too.
And she really liked that slightly windblown hair, is what she would say.
It doesn't work when you have hairspray in your hair.
No, it does not.
And I will tell you this, a convertible is not all it's cracked up to be.
Say
on
more
paper,
about it.
It looks great, but then you get in it. And then you go into a place and then all of a sudden it starts to get cloudy and you're like, oh, crap, I got to run out there and cover my leather seats.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
And having the wind in your face is not as pleasant as you are imagining it to be.
My dad had a BMW Z3, which was featured that same year that he got it, Elise. It was featured in the James Bond movie that year. I think we might have still been in the Pierce Brosnan era.
Okay.
That's a tater stuff for everyone. And it made me feel so cool because it was such a cool looking car at the time. And actually, I remember there would be times that we would go up to golf, like at the golf course up the street. And my dad wanted to ride in the convertible because it's like, once you got a BMW Z3, you're like, I want to be in this thing any chance I get with the top down, any chance
sure.
I get. I remember sitting on my mom's lap, Donna. I was probably, I don't know, I had to have been 13, 14. And it was like the only way we can get up to the golf course is Jane, Steve, you guys have to share that driver's seat. Yes.
Okay.
And then it was like 3 miles away. And you just hope that if a cop pulls you over, I mean, we're still in custody.
Yeah.
But we never got pulled over.
Congratulations.
But that felt very exciting.
Yeah, I could see when you're 13, 14.
Yeah, then he got after it this like anniversary Firebird kind of thing. It was like a Camaro-y Firebird thing. It had not a T-top, but you could like two moon roofs on the top, and then there was a panel in between
The
car.
You call it a T-roof or a?
It wasn't a T-top.
A T-top.
T-bird, Thunderbird.
Right, where it comes out and you just have the bar left. Yeah.
It was something like that though. And this thing, when you would rev the engine. It sounded so cool.
Your dad sounds cool.
They call him Kevy D. You know, Kevin. He was putting out the vibe. No, they used to tell my dad he looked like who's the guy who passed away from Ghostbusters?
Harold Ramis.
What was the name of his character?
Egon Spengler.
I think so.
Okay.
That's who my dad looked like. So if you're thinking like, oh, he's putting out the cool vibe back then, you get to determine that.
Okay.
He was more of a traditional suburban business person.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought up Ghostbusters.
Me too.
Mike just saw the new Ghostbusters.
What did you think?
Speaking of the Spengler family, that's who's now running the joint over there. Spoiler alert, not really, but if you saw Afterlife, it's a movie and it's out there right now.
Oh my.
Now,
oh,
I will say,
you were disappointed.
I've watched all 5 Ghostbusters movies in the last 5 days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
because we wanted to see this one, and Sarah had never seen the originals. And I said, okay, we're going to start with the originals. We're going to run through all five of them. That includes the Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig, Paul Feig one from 2016.
This is, so Donna, they're newlywed.
Yeah.
We just sit and watch movies together. This is awesome.
We're watching Godzilla and Kong all this week. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, look at us go. But no, we went to the movie last night. It was fun. It was, they kicked around enough nostalgia to make it worth your time. It's just, you know the expression, trying to fill 10 pounds of bleep in a 5-pound bag?
Yeah.
That's exactly what
they
did.
They were trying to do too much.
They tried to do way too much. Okay. And it's hard to emotionally invest in a story when all they're doing is laying foundation and never really taking you anywhere. And this is the first time I've ever been at a movie where we're getting towards the climax of the movie, and I'm like,
how are we going to do this?
Could we just end it now and make this a two-parter?
Oh,
I was begging that they would end on a cliffhanger, because I'm like, you're not going to tell me we built all the way up to this and then it's going to end in the next 10 minutes. Like, please don't do that. Make this a cliffhanger. I would have been way more excited if they would have made this a two-parter and this was like laying the foundation and the groundwork. There was just, they tried to hit so many different storylines, so many different characters. They didn't do enough service to any individual one and just made it hard to care. It was boring.
Okay.
The worst. That's the worst thing you want is something that's boring.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Two weeks ago.
Okay. This has not been on my radar, or I haven't been paying attention.
Remember, that's why we were talking about Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Standing next to, oh my gosh, Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
when they were doing some press.
Okay.
Out at a red carpet premiere.
Really great characters. I love all of the characters. The new characters are fun. They brought in the old characters. It's great. I loved all of the characters. They just didn't do anything for any of them. And it just made it really tough, like I said, to care about it. Kumail Nanjiani joined the cast. He was super fun. Loved his character. But again, that's just another guy. They're like, oh, hey, here's another big person in this. And you don't get to really explore anything about him.
Is it funny?
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny. And there's a couple of, there's enough nostalgic. I'll be honest, everyone talked about Afterlife, like the previous one,
with Melissa McCarthy.
Reboot in 2016.
Yes.
Afterlife was the first Paul Rudd one. People talked about that one being like taking itself too seriously, not being enough fun and nostalgia. I totally disagree. That was my second favorite one of all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Give me number one. Give me Afterlife second. And honestly, the Melissa McCarthy one, the Paul Feig one, it was Bridesmaids with proton packs.
Sure.
I mean, it was fun. It wasn't bad. I liked that one. Kate McKinnon's character in that one carries the entire movie, which she normally does. And I really thought that movie was enjoyable and had a lot of fun with that one. This one, I think, just took itself maybe too seriously, tried to lay too much groundwork, and it was hard to follow and hard to really care.
Mm. Okay.
But
note to self.
But it's entertaining. If you want to see it in the theater, there's a lot of big moments that happen.
Okay. 11-11 Make-A-Wish. All right. Thank you.
There you go.
I watched the teaser trailer for Bambi, The Reckoning.
Okay.
It actually looks good.
Is this one
of those public domain things? Yes, it is.
Give me a quick second.
Okay.
Here.
Sorry. I hope it. I thought I put in the right.
Live action, too.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So guys are shooting at a dead bird that's tied to a tree. For target practice. Okay. Nice. Oh boy. You feeling it, right?
You ever shot a deer?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Once.
Now what's gonna happen? It's terrifying. Oh, here comes Bambi. Wait, Bambi doesn't have antlers.
Bambi's coming, though.
Bambi's going to grow up eventually. So when he said... he just flipped a car.
Bambi is not happy.
Whoa.
Bambi is demonic.
So when the guy says one time... I assume that was Bambi's mom.
Right? It's a pretty good hook.
Yeah.
That is.
Right?
I don't know where in the heck they're going to go after that.
Me either.
I mean, they did a pretty good job of filling a minute there.
That was pretty good.
All right.
I'm very excited.
I'm surprised they didn't just squeeze that storyline into Ghostbusters.
It sounds like
they could have done that. Show that trailer. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time to get into a study. Here, there's a fun list of things that men did not know about women until they started living with a woman. Don't look at the list, Donna.
Okay.
That when we come back, Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at MNFatLoss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the two-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, MNFatLoss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I go to MNFatLoss.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back and better than ever. I just wanted to, you know, test run that.
Hit a sound effect. Anyone, doesn't matter.
Anyone.
Just blind push.
All right,
here don't
I
even
go.
Look. Boom. That's cool.
Remember the time.
What do harpists do? Do you just play the harp
alone
at your home?
I think you are normally part of maybe an orchestra.
Right, but how do you transport it? Like if you
Von Mar,
go ahead. The piano guy's not going to let a harpist come in and upstage him. But what do you do? Like if you're like, oh yeah, I can bring my harp. What do you have to get, like a budget moving truck? How do you fit that?
Let's hear from our harpist, please.
If you're a harpist, 651-641-1071. If you play the harp,
it has to come apart. It has to come apart.
I don't think you can take apart a harp.
I'm sure we could just Google this.
Don't do it, Donna. Why would you Google it?
How to transport a
harp.
Harp.
Does a harp fit in a standard
sedan? Oh, moving the harp. Here we go. All right. So first they're putting a cover on it. Okay. I'm watching a video. Mm-hmm. All right. Then they're knocking a case underneath it. Okay.
We got a harpist.
All right.
We'll take him, Mike.
Mike is still on the line.
Harpist on the line.
So you're covering all the important parts with some kind of covering, like a vinyl covering.
Fit in car. Let's see a picture of a harp in a car. Oh, my word. We got a harpist on the line. Who do we have?
We've got Molly on the line.
Hey, Molly the harpist. How are you?
Hi, this is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi,
it's
Molly.
A pleasure to speak with you.
Hi.
Do you play the harp?
I do not play the harp, but my son plays in an orchestra, and there is a young harpist. I think she's like elementary school. Okay. And her parents bought a hearse, and that's how they transport her harp.
No way! That is nuts!
Right, the license plate is harp car.
Oh, my God.
Wow!
So they pull up to rehearsal every Monday night, and they open the back of the hearse, and a ramp rolls out, and the dad and the young, I mean, this girl is tiny, so the harp is like 10 times bigger than she is. And they roll the harp out of the hearse, and away she goes.
Wait a second.
I hope
this is going to be a long-term career move for her, considering they bought a car.
So
wow.
Oh,
fascinating.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That sounds like a joke. that I would have made. Like, what, do you have to get a hearse to get these things around?
Right, right.
No way that they did that. There's a whole Reddit thread. Car recommendations for a harp.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Oh, there is a ramp involved. A girl is coming out of her home.
Somebody says, this. My Subaru Forester was basically made for harp hauling.
Unbelievable.
They say you can fit one in a RAV4 or a CRV.
But nothing else.
No passengers. And it has to be an autonomously driven vehicle at that point.
Who knew? Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Time to get into a study.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it then. All right.
Studies have shown that the microbial.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I've got a list of 10 things about women men did not know until they moved in with a woman.
This is gonna be good.
Number 10 on the list. Common areas that guests can see must be spotless, but their personal space that cannot be seen by guests, absolute disaster zone. Is this you, Dee?
During the week, yes. On the weekends, everything is clean. But during the week,
you'd be embarrassed if someone saw.
Went in my bedroom.
Your bedroom is messy.
There's clothes everywhere. The bathroom, there's garbage spilled. There's makeup everywhere. It's a disaster.
You just have like clothes on the ground?
Yes. And paperwork and my computer and pens and. Yeah.
Well, you and your paperwork. Boy, there's just a literal paper trail that follows you.
Mm.
Pillows. Pillows everywhere. We have so many pillows.
You know, that is true. Women like pillows because they look pretty. Mm-hmm. It is a pet peeve of mine. If I have pillows on the couch and somebody comes and moves all the pillows, I'm like, really? Like, this is how the couch is going to look all the time.
But nobody sits with the pillows as they're situated for how they look. You always got to move one, wedge it under your arm. You got to move them around. That's what's frustrating about pillows. I love the look of pillows, but we have a lot of pillows that end up on the ground in the living room during the day.
Okay, it's fine.
Men didn't realize until they lived with a woman that their hair gets everywhere.
That is true.
There's a guy who said his toe was hurting. He took his shoes off, found a single hair had wrapped around one of his toes, cutting off the circulation.
A hair or a hair tie?
A hair. But it's funny that you mention hair ties. Women have a million black hair ties and also none. Anybody see my hair tie? I need a hair tie.
It's true. You buy a pack of like 100 and then you can't find any of them.
Let's just buzz through.
These are good.
They take showers with boiling water. That is the truth of the matter.
We do a lot of stuff in the shower also. We wash our hair. We condition our hair. We wash our face. We shave our legs.
Your ability to withstand such hot water, though, is crazy. Same thing in the sink faucet. I'll put my hand on it right after Lou's been like washing a dish, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I feel like my skin's going to peel off.
Men are babies. That's what I discovered.
They never finish their drinks. You always find a mug or two, a cup or two of half-drank drink in there.
I think it's the opposite. I think men do that. Uh-oh, Mike's got something to say.
I have never drank so much or ate so much in my life because no matter how much she puts on her plate, there's always a little scoop left. She's like, here, you finish this. Or if it's a drink, it's always, here's half of my, we both have a Diet Coke, here's half of my Diet Coke. So I always have to drink and eat more.
I can't imagine tapping out on a soda.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish what I started.
Really? Okay.
Just like cats, women naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house.
Most women, yes. They're always cold.
Always cold.
Yeah.
Always.
It's true.
We'll take a break.
Here's what I notice about men.
All right.
Refrigerator blindness.
That is so true.
Where's the hot sauce? It's right on the door. No, it's not. It's right on the door, second shelf.
I can see it from where I am.
Right.
That's true. We're going to take a break.
All right.
Game next.
Hey there, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what, it just seems like today so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me four times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1.
Whoa, whoa.
Everything entertainment. Got a lot of leftover stories we didn't get to today.
Hey, that's good news.
For tomorrow.
As long as they weren't super timely, then maybe we can just scooch it.
I think we can.
What have we? We've done it before where we've kicked something from a Monday and didn't end up talking about it until Friday. Just take it easy, guys.
Yeah, just chill out, everybody. What's
everybody
your problem?
Everybody just chill, you psychos. Jeez.
I'm not getting any emails today. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm emailing with so many people right now.
Are you really?
You just like Judy just sent us an email.
My last email was yesterday at 10:11.
No, something's wrong.
Something's wrong, guys.
Donna.
Let me refresh.
Refresh that.
Oh, sending reported error. We can't complete this because we can't contact the server right now.
Oh, no, queen.
All right, sorry, everybody. You know I'm a lot better at email than this.
Hey, but I've
been, you're picking up the slack. Thank
you. I'm trying to do some stuff.
Everybody ready for the big eclipse?
So that's coming next week. And I saw we will be in a, I think like a 70 to 75% path. So like, for instance, if you're in LA, I think it's like a 30 or 40% thing. If you're in Florida, it's like a less than 50%. If you're in parts of Pennsylvania and New York, it's like 100% solar eclipse. So there's like a line of the, what would we call it? I don't know. The full gusto. Eclipse power, let's call it. We're going to be getting like 70 to 75% eclipse power. I don't remember the last eclipse. I don't know if I went out and looked at it with my protective things or not. I don't know, frankly, what everybody's so excited about, but I hope to learn more and to get excited before it happens.
I think here in Minnesota, there's going to be some precipitation.
Oh, is that going to keep us from seeing it?
Cloud cover could.
Donna.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And it's going to warm up, by the way.
Donna.
It's going to warm up, you guys. I don't have any other information. There could be some. Okay, so there could be some rain and snow showers later Sunday and Monday, but nothing super significant. Maybe a dusting or an inch across southwestern Minnesota. But as far as the solar eclipse, which happens on April 8th, the path of totality will not come through Minnesota. Like you said, it'll slice through the U.S.
But we'll still get to see some of it.
Partial. Yeah, partial eclipse around 60 to 80% of the sun being blocked by the shadow of the moon.
Okay. And what time of day?
Oh, great follow-up question.
I think they tell you.
If they told me on a little chart
I looked at.
I will have to look. Do we need to make those paper things?
I think we're supposed to get cardboard and like put a thumbtack hole in it or something like that.
And then you only look through there.
That's what they tell you to do. Otherwise, we're all walking around blind. Blinded by the light. That should be a bumper song that day. Revved up like a deuce.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when the last eclipse was, because remember Bonnie Tyler was going to do Total Eclipse of the Heart on some cruise that she was a part of?
When was the last solar eclipse? The last time a total solar eclipse passed the United States was in 2017, but before that, we had not seen one since 1979.
No kidding.
Now, how about this? After April 8th, which is when our upcoming eclipse happens, it will be about 20 years before another one is visible from the United States. Okay.
That's context. Okay, so now we all want to see it.
This is very likely. Well, not necessarily, but this could be.
My last solar eclipse.
I would never say that
you
out loud.
You were saying
Donna.
It. I could tell by your Larry David like hand gesture. You're like, this could be.
I was putting my hand up and stretching it out. Just like for like, wow, that's, you know, kind of like.
And making the face and the mouth like the.
What if we.
This could be, you know.
Do we promote it as Donna's last solar eclipse? And make like a big promotional push around it? It could be my last solar eclipse.
Could be anybody.
Who's to say I'm going to live until I'm 60?
Wow.
I don't have much say in that.
You're right.
Golly.
Better get your affairs in order.
You're right. You're right.
I said order, not water.
Order. Yeah, Florida. Extraordinaire. All right.
Come down for moose soup after. It's always a surprise. Oh, no. It's always a surprise. Oh no, it can't be. If you're hungry today, so down to the cafe.
Soup off the day. I'm pretty tired. I guess that's
I could tell by your performance.
Donna. That's so mean.
You just told me.
Cheers, Brian.
What up, B? So let's talk about the entree today first, if we may. Is it in fact the beef and potato burrito?
It is.
Now that to me, when I read it, full disclosure, sounds kind of gross, but then I step back, like those words together, it feels like a little bit of a mashup. I don't think of potato. Sell me on the beef and potato burrito.
So it's diced baby reds, flash fried. After they're boiled, so they get crispy, and then seasoned like a, almost like a potato ole.
Wow.
And then those go in the burrito with ground beef, pico, and shredded cheese.
That sounds incredible.
And then they're grilled on the grill.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to crush one of those.
Way to make extra work for yourself.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm surprised he even made it to the radio today.
Right? Me too.
I drove through the parking lot at 9, and he was slamming an energy drink running in.
Yeah, Grant said, aren't you on the air right now? I said, what if you minded your own business, sir?
What's the soup of the day,
by the way?
Huh?
What's soup? The soup of the day?
Oh, chicken fajita.
Oh, gosh, great
beautiful.
Options.
Happy National Burrito Day.
Love you
Thank
long
you.
Time. Bye now. Bradley and Dawn in next, and then LoJ after that. Bye-bye.